Women, of course, get pleasure from marital intercourse. But it is mainly to show their affection for their husband, and of course, because they want children. And a man, masculine gender, is a different world. The sexual instinct in a man, again, masculine gender, is strongly physical. I don't believe there's a woman on earth that understands how strong are men's sexual passions. They can hear it, they can read it, but they don't understand because they're women. And consequently, to live apart for any length of time, the man had better, first of all, agree. And wives, pardon me, as I've said more than once, women can be very persuasive. And the husband may agree, yes, my dear. But his passions can be very strong. And unless he has access to a lot of grace to be separated from his wife for any length of time, sisters, I know 50 years in the priesthood, well, I know that puts superhuman pressure on the man's passions. Am I clear? And for women to say, even promote that, that is stupid. That's dumb. The children come along. And then, of course, the mother, having mothered the children, will have developed a strong affection and union with her children. But the father has served his purpose. Am I clear, sisters? He's done his job. The children are here. And the wife then says to herself, I no longer need a man. Only God knows, only He knows the agony of so many men, masculine gender. They want to remain faithful to the marital chastity. Because, as husband and wife, they have a divine right to marital intercourse and the satisfaction of their sexual instincts. With a man's needs are much stronger and deeper than any normal woman's. Am I answering the question, sisters? And let's go on. And sisters, do you know there's only one more day of class? Did you know that? And this course could go on. I'm not exaggerating. Until December 1998. But we all have other responsibilities. Let's continue with what we were speaking about, namely, the title, remember, was The Catholic Priest in the Modern World, is a living martyr for his faith in the priesthood. Now, where did I leave off? The main grounds for claiming that a Catholic priest must expect to live a martyr's life in the modern world, I believe, is a spread of strange ideas and among Catholics. And the key word I think we said was, remember, ministry. Every baptized Christian, again, so the books say, can be called to the ministry. The call comes from God and through the people. Let me quote from a standard book on the subject by a contemporary writer who is himself a priest. I quote, "Ordination as a rite, R-I-T-E, and ceremony that confers power or office does not exist in the New Testament. There's no ordination in the New Testament. There's a priest writing. Ministry does not need to be empowered by mandate or delegation of a superior possessing power, in this case a bishop. The forms of, quote, ordination are subject to the dispositions of the churches in any given period of history. Priesthood does not exist in the New Testament." I'm quoting. Ministry in Greek, diakonia, is not a sacred word. The early church leaned heavily on this secular term in describing its main ministry activity. Ministry of the New Testament is mainly functional. It is concerned with doing, like teaching, preaching, governing. The historical Jesus was not a priest. Sisters, I'm not making this up. So far the quotation. Once you deny that Christ himself was a priest, once you deny that Jesus ever instituted the sacrament of the priesthood, you have to provide for some one person to, quote, provide for the liturgy of the Eucharist. And that's all, then, that a priest, in quotation marks, is. And one English book after another speaks of the presider at Mass. Those who deny that Christ ever ordained the apostles as bishops or priests commonly give the following explanation of what happened in the early church. But underlying this explanation is that we give up the idea of any real distinction between the laity and the clergy. We must assume that this distinction is a later invention and is not found in the New Testament.